Hi, it's Robin Rock. Welcome to Voices of Better Medicine as we talk to the experts at Northwestern Medicine about health issues and questions that matter to you. Joining me today is Dr. Sheethal Kircher, a GI oncologist and medical director of the Cancer Survivorship Institute of the Lurie Cancer Center. So let's talk a little bit about surviving cancer. Now, survival rates, we know they improve dramatically when cancers are diagnosed early. How can somebody assess the risk of cancers?
I wish there was a blood test out there or some sort of easy test that could just assess your risk of all cancers, but unfortunately, it's not that easy. It's a combination of your personal risk factors, your family history, and knowing it, as well as things that you can do to, you know, either adopt a healthy lifestyle or complete screenings that are recommended by your primary care doctor.
As far as overall risk for cancers, are there things that you can do every day to help, you know, prevent cancer?
Absolutely. Things oftentimes we feel like we already know, but need to be given specific advice on how to actually implement it. So what I mean by that is we all know we should eat a healthy diet, but what does that mean? To me, I like to give my patients very concrete advice, meaning your plate should look over 50% filled with fruits and vegetables. Exercise is really important. Vague recommendations like exercise more can be interpreted, you know, very differently. So I recommend, and there's guidelines that say 150 minutes a week of exercise. That way you have a goal to work up to. Maintaining a healthy weight, there are many cancers that are obesity related. Obesity is thought to contribute to breast cancers, colorectal cancers, as well as others. Limiting alcohol consumption. I don't think to reduce your risk of cancer, you need to eliminate alcohol altogether. But as minimal as you can is really beneficial for your overall health, including cancer. Quitting smoking, protecting your skin, using sunscreen. These are all things you can do that are practical and should be part of your everyday life.
You're listening to Voices of Better Medicine as we talk to the experts at Northwestern Medicine about health issues and the questions that matter to you. I'm Robin Rock, and joining me is Dr. Kircher. So Dr. Kircher, tell me a little bit more about supportive oncology. Let's talk about that.
Supportive oncology, you know, when people hear that word, they oftentimes think of like something fluffy and, you know, it's not hard science, but the word supportive oncology is evidence-based. Very good studies have gone into services such as social work, nutrition, dietitian, exercise, rehabilitation. A lot of studies have demonstrated that this not only helps patients live better with an improved quality of life, but many of these services actually improve survival in the same way that these brilliant new drugs I'm giving help patients. So if my goal is never to just give them the shiny new medication, my goal is to make them live better and longer. And I need all the tools in my toolbox. I need their caregivers on board. I need my precision medicine and genomic testing. I need all the latest clinical trials, but I also need my supportive oncology team to support my patient in a way that can help me focus on the medicine and have them focus on their expertise, which is helping navigate and promoting the wellness of that patient throughout their journey. So it's not only, you know, like I mentioned, the symptom management, psychological support with social workers, psychologists, but spiritual care and really understanding how their spiritual being is interplaying with their cancer, which can lead them throughout their cancer, and especially at end of life care, where that can sometimes be really important.
Great information. Now let's talk a little bit about cancer research. Anything exciting? Is there anything that you're involved with that you can share?
We have a couple Biden moonshot initiatives. These are large NIH grants awarded to Northwestern, where we are incorporating across our entire health system the patient's voice. These are the patient surveys and clinical tools we use to not only get my impression of how the patient's feeling, but it's actually them giving me information on things like their anxiety, depression, pain, physical functioning, and fatigue, as well as any sort of help that they need. And what I mean by that is the chemotherapy is no good to you if you don't have transportation to get to the hospital. So identifying that need is hard sometimes because a patient may not want to share with me that they can't get here. If they're struggling with financial toxicity or not being able to pay the bills, The last thing they want to do oftentimes is tell their oncologist that they can't afford these life-saving medications. The type of studies we do is eliciting that important information out of patients and giving it to the care teams in a very streamlined way.
Dr. Sheethal Kircher with Northwestern Medicine, thank you for so much great information. We appreciate you.
Thank you.